Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! It's another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, none other than the illustrious, fantastic, stupendous guy by the name of...
Daffodil!
Daffodil's not the guy name.
No, but Daffodil is stupendous and amazing.
Aren't you a little biased on that one, Daffodil?
I will point out that you were about to say the same thing about yourself.
No.
Yes.
I was talking about someone else.
Who were you talking about?
Our producer. Yeah, that's right. Scott Snailam. He's cool. You know, he's fantastic. What?
That's not going to get you a raise.
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it?
Not really, no.
I don't have enough money as it is. How can I get a raise?
Well, let me point out to you that if he doubled your salary, you'd still be making twice as much of nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, on the show this week, none other. We're starting a two-part special. We've played some of these things before, and it's been a while, but, you know, I thought about this. I was sitting back as I was...
They really belong together.
Yeah, and we're going to chronologically move from the 1950s to the 1990s. TV-related music, the celebrities and songs special, part one!
Dun, 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 dun.
Part two is next week if you didn't figure that one out.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can't you do it with a little echo, Daffodil?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's better. Okay, we're gonna start off with celebrities, mostly celebrities. This was really hard to pick out. I tell you,
there's a lot to pick from.
Oh, we played so many celebrities, so it was hard, but we're gonna do our best. And enough talk. Let's play some TV themes. We got the theme from the A-Team coming up, but we're starting off with you know this one, don't you?
No, 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 no.
Snarf Dude! What?
No.
Oh, okay. Neil Hefti with the...
Batman theme.
On...
Cheese, please.
We'll be right back.
piece is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese!
I just want to fire off guns and not kill people.
And be knocked unconscious so we can put you in a helicopter.
And not kill people. That was a bad lesson to learn, Daffodil. When I watched the A-Team, they fire all this ammo. No one got killed.
Half the time, no one got hit.
I don't understand that. No one got killed. What? Oh, sorry. I just got carried away.
That's carried away.
Oh, and before that, Neil Hefti with the 60s Batman theme.
Batman.
Exactly. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
That kicks off our TV-related music celebrities and songs specials, part number one. This week on the show, we're starting off. Now, let's look at celebrities as we head on from the 50s to the 90s. And we're starting off with the 1950s and a couple of celebrities that had records out there. Steve Allen, of course, was with the Steve Allen Show in the 1950s. Eventually would host the Tonight Show for a period of time, which, you know, then there was another guy and then Johnny Carson. But we're looking also at Merv Griffin. You know, the Jeopardy creator guy and TV talk show host in the 70s? He actually started his television career back in the 50s.
He actually started out in movies.
Oh, really?
He even had his own record label in the 40s.
Okay.
His big singing hit in the 50s was I Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Yes, okay. I forgot about his recording career.
And yes. At a nightclub performance, he was discovered by Doris Day, who got him a screen test at Warner Brothers Studio. And
okay.
He had some minor roles in a couple of different musical films.
I shouldn't have really said I forgot about his recording career. We're playing one of his songs.
He became very disillusioned with movie making, so he bought his contract back from Warner Brothers.
Oh.
And decided to focus on a new medium, which is television.
Ah, there we go.
And so in the mid to late 50s, he hosted a game show.
Okay.
From Mark Kudzin and Bill Todman. There's some famous game show names.
Ah.
Play Your Hunch.
Yes, okay.
And he also subbed for Bill Cullen on The Price is Right and for Bud Collier on To Tell the Truth.
Oh, wow. So he was a big game show dude, and he finally created his own one called Jeopardy.
Exactly. And he also met Jack Parr. Jack accidentally wandered into the set of Play Your Hunch during a live broadcast.
Oh.
And Griffin got him to stay and did a spontaneous interview.
Oh, cool. So
and that led to him guest hosting on The Tonight Show.
That's it. Jack Parr, then it was Johnny Carson.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to play Merv and one of his songs called Have a Nice Trip coming up shortly, but we're starting off with another guy who did a talk show called Steve Allen. And How's Your Sister? Right here on
Cheese Please.
Well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Now, don't you be a finker. Tell me, what do you think of all of this crazy talk? And now, you may have heard of the surfing bird, but you'll decide that the Clyde is the real boss word. Well, hi there, mister. How's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Well, hi there, seal. How's your creel? Do you do that same old shtick? Now when it comes to your turn, you holler, how's your fern? Until they all say yick. Now it's the most, to say the least, to Watusi in the west, do the sloshing in the east. Oh, well, hi there, mister, how's your sister? Does she still say schmack, schmack? There, mister, how's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Now don't you be a fink. Tell me, what do you think of all this crazy talk? Now you may have heard of the serving bird, but you'll decide that the Clyde is the real boss word. Well, hi there, mister, how's your sister? Does she still go schmack, schmack? Well, hi there, seal, how's your crib? Do you do that same old shtick? When it comes to your turn, you holler, how's your fern? Until they all say yick. Now it's the most, to say the least, to Watusi in the west and do the sloshing in the east. Well, hi there, mister, how's your sister? Does she still say schmack, schmack? Does she still say schmack, schmack? Does she still say?
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
So, you're lighting up for the first time. You think it's cool. It's hip. You want to escape this world. Well, have a nice trip.
But have you ever watched a sunset as it fades beyond the trees? Have you listened to the west wind blowing in across the seas? Have you tried the smell of a summer rain when a storm comes to an end? Well, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend.
And now you need something stronger. Steady now. Don't let it slip. Well, before you cop out and fly away, I'd like to say, have a nice trip. But
have you heard the sound of children? Have you watched them while they play? Have you walked through a silent snowfall on a crisp December day? Have you listened to the Debussy? It's a groove I recommend, 'cause you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
My friend, have a nice trip.
Have you ever told somebody just exactly how you feel? Have you known the warmth of friendship? Do you know that life is real? You're just wasting time in searching for a dream that has no end. When you try to go much higher than that, my friend. No, you can't get very much higher than that, my friend.
Cheese Please with Merv Griffin, who had his, TV career back in the 1950s. It started off, although he had a movie career in the 40s, recording career started around the 40s, too. Man, he's like, wow.
He's been around.
And
he had his own record label in the 40s.
Ah, yes.
He actually recorded the first American album on magnetized tape in 1945.
Tape? What's that?
I mean, seriously.
Ooh.
Freaky. All right, more music.
And it was getting mellow in the 60s there. Yeah. Wow.
I want to hear some more theme songs.
Steve Allen with...
Stop it.
How's your sister there? What?
Stop talking about what we played and start talking about what we're going to play next.
Okay, we did the 50s. Let's just cross that off your list, Daffodil.
Scratch.
There we go. Okay, we move on to the 1960s, which in this day and age still had a lot of popular television shows and reruns. And we got a couple coming up now. You remember the Beverly Hillbillies, the TV show? It was on nine years, 1962 to 71 on CBS.
That's a long run.
I know, and they got the cast of the Beverly Hillbillies together to record an album at one point.
I think every TV show in the 60s recorded at least one album. I'm still waiting to see the Gilligan's Island album.
Oh, I want to see that. Although there is one out there with Tina Louise, who played Ginger.
True.
We gotta find that.
I think there's one with Marianne on it, too.
Wouldn't that be nice? But we're gonna hear the cast of the Beverly Hillbillies singing about Beverly Hills shortly. And that other one, that TV show that no one ever thought would be a success, but is.
It just hangs on.
5 years, 19 or 5 or 6 seasons, I forget, 1965 to 71, if I believe correct. Hogan's Heroes. Yes, there was a cast album. And,
scary as it sounds.
Yes, here's the show cast singing the theme right here on
Cheese Please.
Roses, we punch the noses. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese, please, is so cool.
Cheese!
You wake up in the morning feeling like a grouch. They take you to a doctor, you lay down on his couch. You thrill him with stories till his face is red. He charges you $40, he should pay you instead.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They got eating places with highfalutin class. They cook a piece of duck and stick it under glass. You get so darn mad, you want to kill the cook. You're there to eat the victuals, not just sit there and look.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They'll go out in a pasture where the grass is slick. They lay down the ball and hit it with a stick. It don't make no sense, bless my soul. They spend all day trying to lose it in a hole.
If you get a little hog skin down your sink, you could get a plumber, that's what you think. You look in the yellow phone book for the numbers. There's a million psychiatrists, but only two plumbers.
Living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Beauty parlors, the ladies have a plan. They want to look as pretty, as girly as they can. They go and buy a sweater and tight pants and they walk out looking just like a man.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Say, Granny, how about cracking that jug and making a toast to Mr. Drysdale?
I will do, Jed, will do.
Mr. Drysdale, it's you I want to thank for keeping my $40 million in your bank. Your bank has got it safe and sound. Weren't for you, we'd have buried it in the ground.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Cheese, please! The cast of Beverly Hillbillies in Beverly Hills. There
and
we go.
Before that, the cast of Hogan's Heroes and the theme from Hogan's Heroes.
I kind of wonder if that's really the cast, though. They only.
It's hard to tell.
They sound too good singing. I didn't know there were lyrics to the Hogan's Heroes theme in the first place.
No, I didn't know that either.
Wow.
There's lyrics to the MASH theme, too.
The MASH?
Yeah, the TV show MASH.
Yeah.
There's lyrics to that
yeah,
theme.
Yeah, that's
too.
70s. Let's not go there. We're in the 60s. We're stuck here. Come on.
Stuck in the 60s?
Mini skirts. What else?
Bikinis.
Getting High. You know, that was big in the 60s. Mellow Out, Man. You know, that type of thing. What?
Flower Power.
And Get Smart, of course. You remember that show.
I'm already smart.
No. Sorry about that, Chief. Miss me by that much. What?
No, I think I like Get Smart.
Yeah, you remember that. It's in reruns.
My favorite character was Agent 99.
Yeah, and it's on DVD, and it's everywhere. It never stops. 1965 to 71, hosted by Don Adams, who went through four different cars in the TV show. Or was it five? I forget. I remember that red one he had the first time. Anyway, we're going to play the co-star who cut a record.
Yes, Agent 99.
Played by Barbara Feldon.
Yeah.
Cool.
They didn't want her to be funny, so they wouldn't let the guy who wrote the scripts write funny lines for her. They wanted her to be glamorous and interesting and mysterious.
Ah, so
we never ever found out what her real name is.
Yes.
And if you ever watch a bunch of episodes in a row, you'll notice that you never really see her standing up straight. She's either sitting, slouching, or leaning.
Ah.
If she's in a scene with Maxwell Smart, because she's taller than he is.
Oh.
And they didn't want her to look taller, so they always had her kind of slouching around.
Interesting.
Oh, that's another show. Anyway, Barbara Feldon in 99 on...
Cheese Please TVs.
So you think you see a pussycat you'd like to pet. You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger lie. You don't know that you're messing with 99. You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs, how you cheated about a million on your income tax. It isn't till they slap you with a great big fine that you know that you've been messing with 99. There's music on the hi-fi, then she dims the light. She fixes a martini that is out of sight. Your tongue begins to loosen cause you're all alone. But that ain't an olive, buddy, that's a microphone. Spy who wants to come in from the cold, and you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson don't go messing with 99. You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. Your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy, that's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running up and down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with 99.
Jeez, please, Barbara Feldon, and 99.
Ooh, she's very mysterious.
I had a crush on her when I watched the reruns back in the 70s of the show. Man, she was so hot.
I don't get that.
I loved her hairstyle. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Oh, the show is almost over. Look, should we say what we're playing next week on part two?
Maybe a few hints.
America's favorite bigot? In Mr. the
Bunker.
70s?
Mr. Bunker.
I'm not saying for sure. I'm not saying for sure.
Any other hints? Any other hints?
No way. I'm not telling anymore. We gotta go.
Oh, yeah. It's that time. Anyway, folks, thanks for joining us for part one of our greatest TV cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm Daffodil and he's Snarf, dude. And this was your weekly dose of cheese, please. And please come back again next week to find out what we're going to play in the second one.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.